Happy 420 and welcome to Fluxedo Junction. I'm Scott Kukler. Each episode, we bring you the best music of all genres from throughout the world. And this week, we'll be paying special tribute to poet, marijuana activist, and rock manager John Sinclair, who died of heart failure on April 2nd, 2024, at the age of 82. Notorious as the original manager of proto-punk legends the MC5, John's political activism in the 1960s brought him to the attention of the authorities, whereupon he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for selling two joints. But don't take my word for it. I'll let John Lennon tell you the rest. Here he is with his song John Sinclair on Fluxedo Junction.
Thank you. get the feeling you got. Suck them all, put that mic in my hand and let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. The kick out.
That was the MC5 with Kick Out the Jams from their debut album of the same name. And kicking off tonight's show, we heard John Lennon with his song John Sinclair from his 1972 album with Yoko Ono called Sometime in New York City. My name is Scott Kukler. You're listening to Fluxedo Junction, and we're celebrating the life of the recently deceased poet and activist John Sinclair. This next track is from John's album called Full Circle. It features his own band, the Blues Scholars, this lineup of which features the also recently deceased Wayne Kramer of the MC5. The song is Monk in Orbit, here on Fluxedo Junction.
Check up on Thelonious, Monk opened the door as far as the chain would allow, peered out at Ginsburg, and asked with a slight frown, "Man, have you got any more of this stuff? So far, it don't seem to be making too much of a difference to me."
and entertained by the music of Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Welcome to Full Moon Night here at Caldy's Coffee House. My name's John Sinclair, and I call these fellows the Blues Scholars, and we're going to attempt to entertain you with an evening of music and verse. Thank you. Is jazz but spirituals played through saxophones and trombones, spirit voices through metal tubings, and the terrible repetition of the formal premise, viz. Trance-like at its best or boring when the spirit doth not move? What is blues but spirituals with a line removed that is structurally and in content just a prayer to the gods of daily life to ask the blessing that the body of another may lay warm in the bed beside you at night, and the rent be paid, and a meal on the table with the sheriff far away from the scene of the crime? Oh, what is jazz but the registration of the human personality in relation to the spiritual, stripped of literal meaning, but full of sound and portent, direct as the voice of the God?
and now packed with garbage, the stuff of dead men, wax and elbows, sewage, seaweed, debris of forgotten oceans, or shells, or the shells and shit they beat the Indians with. For us to shut up what they can offer, pitiful, so small, can it bend the ear? Paper and shells to fill our ears, to make us forget, to sing, made some improbable proposition, to get through some genius we wanted to try, to the moon like weird walls of illusion. Insanity, the stoppage, drain and collapse on the floor, through with love and unsettled fears, to begin to go where the music goes, out to you. As one is above, blowing as the other measured rolls. Above me, the horn is played for the ear, where I live here with a drum aside, either side of my head, as the music defines this, our home here, where we play this day by day, the horn, drum, the music in my head, as the broken pulse, smooth pulse, the music moves through my head, as the words sing themselves to the pain, jazz music. With our eyes and our puffing feet, would sit and stare at the bandstand or at each other and grin, or get up from the chair and walk smack into a pole after 45 minutes of Elvin Jones. John Coltrane was a hero beyond legend. I mean, he was right there in front of us, right there, where we could see him and know forever the whole thing was real. Or sit for days, literally days, and play the records through our meat touching them, the musicians, as they walk up the stand and move past us, smiling towards some secret place we would never go. And welcome always for a simple nod, as if we were really real. We need them to speak to us of pure revolution, to put down their saxophones and spout pure poetry, for our lives weren't shit. We're robbed of dreams, splattered against the world. Oh, we were young and made of America. It made us what we were and are. And if we are lucky, we will live through it all. Yes, and the music will ring in our ears, and we will hear it, and it will bring us through. We will wake up singing of a world of our own, a world where they will love us, just as if and only if we are as real as they are.
After the war, America was turned into the suburban wasteland, and they didn't want any parts of it. They just lived outside of it. The inspiration of Maya was the next generation, and the inspiration was that you could live outside of this. But you didn't have to be part of this. You didn't, if you didn't want to have a suburban life, you didn't have to. standpoint was that we had to do our own shit. If you were gonna have a different world, you had to make it through your actions, what you did.
Of everything that's come before, and then hunch down for the future to vault over your back, lest we forget that these are young men, playful yet deep, with intelligence bursting with the joy of discovery and their unparalleled virtuosity, beautifully seasoned in the history and practice of their music, and sure enough, determined to move the music forward. Leapfrog, leapfrog, Bird and Monk and Dizzy in the days before the Second World War.
Jumping around. Yeah, they were with us.
Imitations, the crew cuts, jive and boom, stealing their song, shut, boom, Two Hearts, Chuck Berry, Jimmy Reed. I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house by the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. Oh, you really, really send me. Baby, you got to go for me or I'll beat your ass. Who do you
lullabies, broken hearts, long and lonely nights.
For your precious love, I would have drank gasoline, and all I wanted was a little water. Where I came from, mysterious old phase of the imagination. Why you aren't here with me, old gang, beer drinkers, bullshitters, where did you go?
To have a joint, but I wasn't in the circumstances that I could skin up. But you see, I'm such a lucky fucker, right? I have been smoking so much strong dope that every cell in my body is saturated with THC. The stuff is just itching to get out. I can get stoned anytime I want. I still smoke it. Of an investment in the future. So I started to get stoned. I started thinking about the words war against drugs. War, yeah, no. Against, drugs. See, most drugs are plants, not all of them. Most of them are either plants or derived from plants. As far as I know, I'm not ruling it out. But as far as I know, there's not a civil war within the plant kingdom. So that means some section of the animal kingdom must have declared war against some section of the plant kingdom. So trying to think now and then, got to think of a positive example of this, an example of some member of the animal kingdom whose behavior could appropriately be described as being at war against some section of the plant kingdom. I could only think of one. vegetarians. Vegetarians, because if you look at their behavior, they chop those plants down and they prime, they boil them, they grill them, they roast them, they eat them, they buy them. Okay. Now, of course, have to think of member of the plant kingdom whose behavior could appropriately be described as being at war against some sections of the animal kingdom. And again, I could only think of one, and that's the Venus. Again, I won't rule it out, but I think it's unlikely that there's a war between vegetarians and Venus flytraps. But there could be. But no, okay, let's forget that one. I think we have to conclude we've reached drugs there. It must mean something else. What it means is war against drug consumers. Okay, no, it took a long time to get back. War against drug consumers. I don't know how much you know about me, but I am a drug consumer. Many of my friends are drug consumers. It's not my criteria of friendship, it just works out that way. So they, whoever they are, have declared war against me, my friends, and I suspect you. So what's the only rational reaction to take against an entity that has declared war against us? What has always happened when war has been declared against someone? Declare war back. To act in line with historical precedent, not to look like a bunch of fucking freaks. We are obliged to fight back. So get outside those kindergartens and schoolyards, all you dope dealers. They call us demons. They treat us like demons. So let's be fucking demons. Let's be drug enforcers. Let's force those little kids to take drugs. Wear some compass payments, club wear. Use spraying water pistols. Huge, scary sound systems. But most of all, don't forget to bring some lion shit to fuck up the police horses and the police dogs. Let's keep it defensive. Let's keep it simple. It is. Just.
Smoke cocaine, if we want to eat too much meat, sit around all day and watch TV, Stay up all night listening to music by Charlie Parker and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. If we want to walk around naked, fuck our eyes out, eat some pussy or suck a cock, take it up the ass, get our nuts off 700 times a day, lay around and drink whiskey, bet on games, shoot dice, sell some pussy on the street. If we want to gamble in casinos or spend our money in a whorehouse, peddle blowjobs in the front seat of a car, walk around the streets with all our belongings in little bags, sleep in doorways, piss in the gutter. If we want to sleep away the day and never answer the telephone, take every meal in restaurants and bars and never exercise. And if it comes to the end of the line for us, we have every right to blow our motherfucking brains out, or jump off the bridge, or take ourselves away from here any way we might want to. Then, baby, please, we got a right to our bad habits, and it ain't nobody's business if we do.
Well, there you have it, a hastily thrown together tribute to a man who deserves much more of a tribute, the legendary poet, activist, and rock impresario John Sinclair. Passed away on April 2nd. I could think of no better way of commemorating 420 than by doing our John Sinclair tribute. I just want to wrap things up with the track that I had the pleasure of working on with him, along with Will Angeloro, my partner here at Fluxedo Junction. This was recorded back in 1996, I think, and we did a few shows with him just around the New York area to kind of, well, ostensibly to support the track, but really it was just an excuse to hang out with the legendary John Sinclair. He couldn't have been nicer. He couldn't have been cooler. I'm sorry that he's gone. You can check out his music on the web. Probably the best place to go would be, he's got a Bandcamp page. You can also go to Radio Free Amsterdam and listen to some of the radio programs that he's recorded over the years. And you can always go to our page at reverbnation.com/Fluxedo Junction. So here we are, final track of the evening in tribute to the great John Sinclair. Here are Fluxedo Junction, myself, and Will Angeloro, backing up the great John Sinclair on the Cannabis Cup version of It's All Good. Once again, my name is Scott Kugler. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
When you go to the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam, they got people coming there from all over the world to test the finest marijuana grown by the seed companies of Holland for us to smoke and get high and enjoy the wonderful atmosphere of a society where people just don't care if you want to get high. Hey, that's just fine. Come on over here to the coffee shop and order up whatever kind of weed or hash you might want to smoke, because it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. Here in Amsterdam, baby, it's all good. And by the end of the week, they're going to pick the finest marijuana that's been submitted for the testing of the exalted panel of judges here at the Cannabis Cup. And guess what? Well, we're smoking all those different kinds of weed and trying to figure out which one is gonna win the cup. Every different brand we try is gonna be the bomb. 'Cause it's all good. And ain't none of this stuff gonna be bad. It's all good at the Cannabis Cup. But when we get back to the United States, it ain't gonna be nothing like this. In the United States, it ain't nothing nice, 'cause they got a war on people like us. They call it the war on drugs, but they don't give a fuck about drugs, 'cause if you got a prescription, you can get just as loaded as any person has ever been on the planet Earth. They just don't want us getting high on marijuana or cocaine or whatever we might want to use to affect a certain change in our consciousness. Now, I like to get high. I'm not going to make any bones about it. I like to get high, and you know, whatever I like to get high on, I believe I have a right to do this. And you too. And everybody in our society. Because people want drugs. They want to get high. People have been getting high ever since there's been people. They've been fucking, they've been getting high, and they've been buying some pussy. Things have been going on, and they'll continue to go on. So to keep us from getting high, like we are today here in Amsterdam at the Cannabis Cup, they got police. They got so many police, you couldn't even believe it. They got electronic equipment. They got helicopters. They got paraquat killing the shit off in the field. They got people going out all over South America and Asia and all over the world trying to keep this shit from getting to the United States. And when it finally does get here, you got to pay so much money for it that it's about to drive you crazy. And that's another thing. They ain't got nothing for people like us in terms of money. If you're an artist or a poet or an authentic musician, they ain't got a motherfucking thing for you except the war on drugs and a whole bunch of police, undercover agents, narco terrorists. They got motherfuckers coming in through your front window with guns in their hands. Ain't none of that good. That ain't good. It's no good. Because the war on drugs is about building a police state. The war on drugs is about building prisons and filling them up with more and more people like us, and employing more guards, more special agents. also the way they've inflated the cost of things. What you could buy for $10 in 1973, now you got to pay $100. You got to hustle 10 times as hard today than you did 25 years ago. You're living by your wits, and you're trying to figure out how to get some money without having a job. But everything costs 10 times as much. That's severe. And that's one more reason why we want to have some drugs. We're out here living by our wits, and our heads are sore. We want to get home at night and put something in our heads. Or get up in the morning and put something in our heads. We don't know what we're gonna face out in these streets that day. And we want a little something to help us get straight. Like everybody here at the Cannabis Club in Amsterdam, smoking that reefer and having a good time, 'cause it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So we gonna forget about America and enjoy ourselves here at the Cannabis Cup all week long. And on Thanksgiving Day, when they announce who made the best pot for us to smoke and get high on and blow our brains out like we are right now, let's give thanks for every strain of weed that's made its way here to us from all over the world. And let us welcome to the Cannabis Hall of Fame two great gentlemen of music who help spread the word and open the minds of our fellow citizens. The music of Louis Armstrong helped shape modern life in too many ways to count, and made jazz into a music perfectly formed to express the creative genius of the individual. It lives on today in the sound of every solo played by every instrument since Louis Armstrong first introduced the concept of virtuosity and improvisation to the music. And Mesro lives on too in the shape of every fat joint and every bag of marijuana passed from friend to friend everywhere in America and Europe for the past 70 years. And in every popular band in the Western world in which black people and white people have united in public to make some music. We offer our profound thanks for the beauty of their contributions to our lives today and for leading the way through the morass of American life. With special appreciation for all the growers of marijuana all over the world and our intrepid comrades who risk life and limb to supply us with the substances we require. And all the warriors doing time in the vast penitentiaries of America as prisoners of the war on drugs. We salute you all and thank you once more for all the good you have done. 'Cause it's all good.